Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Yo. It is a wonderful Monday evening. It is the 8th of December, 2025. It's 3 minutes past the hour of nine. And you are with the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. The table where the cake is chilling in, definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we are about making conversations, talking about the things that you are afraid to talk about, and bringing it to your attention. Like, I'm your conscience and I'm your inner thoughts, and I just come out, and I'm not shy about it either. I come out and then I just give you that, that je ne sais quoi. Everything that you were thinking about me, I'm also just going to mbwangura mwa. Waha tumbwangura, tumbwangura, tumbwangura. Thank you so much, Tate Naluvanda and Tate Kaoluma, for keeping us entertained, informed, and educated in this time. And I will now, as the matriarch, take it from here. So, ladies and gentlemen, our show is about addressing the elephant in the room, because the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it does not exist. Because, I mean, vele, why? Why? Why are we pretending we can't see the elephant? I mean, the elephant is so big. It's so big. It's too strong. It won't fit. Such a big ego. Such a huge ego. Yes. So an elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it doesn't exist. And it is our job, and it is our job to unravel each other's bandages. It is our job to take off the mask. It is our job to wipe off that rose color that we have on our glasses so that we can see better. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are talking about brides. We're talking about brides. We're talking about grooms. We're talking about bridesmaids. We're talking about the different kinds of brides. We're talking about what it means to be a bridesmaid, because it's most of wedding season in the north. We have to be specific, because somebody might be out there like, no, it's not. Is it wedding season? Yeah, it's wedding season in the north. It's just like it's Jesus' birthday in the north. It's like, come on, guys. Yeah, it's wedding season. It's all the nice seasons in the north right now. So we're just waiting for Jesus' birthday, which is on the 25th at our house. Every single house has celebrates Jesus' birthday. And then right now we're also having wedding season. And it left me thinking, okay, so everybody's getting married and everybody has this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lineup of weddings. And there are some that are going to be getting married okay, I can't say January because that's too short notice. But you never know. People might elope. People might go to the magistrate after the magistrate's issue is sorted, you know? Like, after it's sorted, yeah. Then they can go and get married at the magistrate. Did you guys know that the magistrates and the prosecutors, they were on strike, or they are on strike, and it's wild? Because now you guys are not getting married and all your cases are being postponed. But that's a story for another day. So, you know, when I was thinking about all the times I've been a bridesmaid, I think that the one thing that has never been in the wedding party, or the one thing that has never been made clear to me as an individual, was my responsibilities and what I would have to do as a bridesmaid. So now when somebody says, be in my wedding, you're going to be a bridesmaid, everybody's like, yeah, I'm going to be in your wedding and I'm going to be a bridesmaid. I'm going to do my best and I'm going to look amazing. Oh my goodness. And then it's color scheming, and then what we're going to wear, and then it's fittings. And then sometimes, you know, for the extra people, sometimes we also go for dance classes. Sometimes we also go on a diet where we are all just going to be in our best form. Because nobody wants to be uncomfortable in a sleeveless and backless dress. And we get along with it. And we're also extremely happy for our friends, our family members, and our co-workers, associates, those that are getting married, right? We're extremely happy for them, because we want people to get married. We want people to find their happily ever after. We want people to have happiness. We want them to be happy, and sometimes we don't, but who cares, right? Because they think we do. Okay, good. Great. We got that one out of the way. And you might be thinking like, no, but matriarch, like everybody that's in the bridal party wants the best for the bride. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been reading so many things on Reddit. And all of them just sound very intense. Today I read a story about a guy that his parents were married, and then his mom started having an affair with his grandfather, who is his father's father, and then left the father to be with the grandfather, and then after that had a child, you know, with the grandfather, which technically makes that child the half sister of him and his father. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, half sister of him and his father. So him and his father share a sister, because the grandfather, it's like, it's an aunt. It's his aunt that's also his half sister, because his grandmother, which his grandfather had a child with his mother, that would make like that the aunt and that the half sister. Wild. And then she broke up the mother now. Then she broke up with this grandfather and started dating the grandfather's brother. Like, I think she only likes that family. The grandfather's brother. And when she started dating the grandfather's brother, she had a child with him. So, family bloodline. Okay, so she now has like, another half, so he now has another half brother with his mother has a child with his uncle, grand uncle. That also happens to be his father's cousin. Like, wild. Like, whoa. whoa. And then after that, she decided that she doesn't want to be with this guy anymore. Then she left him. When she left him, she decided that, you know what? I'm into girls now. Like, hey, this is one confused auntie. Imagine that's your mother. Yo. And Anuina to Potini Maya Kuruntu, we must not reprimand elders, but whoa, right? Like, wait a minute. Mm. And then she decided that she's no longer straight and she wants to be a lesbian. So guess who she starts dating? She starts dating this boy's father's sister. Now, I don't understand. She must be a stone cold fox. She must be a looker. She must be the creme de la creme of all women to get everybody. She must be the Brooke. Eh? She must be the Brooke in that equation, because the way is it Forrester? Yeah, or Foster family also just ran through Brooke like a train. Huzzah, punchlines and stuff. Still got it. It's wild. So she decides she's going to be a lesbian, and then she starts dating the ex-husband, one of the ex-husband's sister, who happens to be this boy's father that's complaining. And so it's his aunt. She starts dating her, and then they get married, and then as a married couple, they decide that, as lesbians, they are going to adopt a baby, not adopt a baby, but they're going to go for artificial insemination, what, and UV, what, I don't know. I don't know. Some fertilizing stuff. And in this fertilizing stuff, the auntie gets pregnant, and the auntie was now married to his mother. So technically his mother is having a fourth child within the same family. And so now I've kind of just lost like all hope for humanity. I'm like, no. If we can finish all of the men in one family, no. Men and women, please. Let's just be clear here. Men and women in one family. I don't know. Maybe they are things that are edited out, like they are very, very rich, or they are very nice people, or they are very attractive people, or something. Because I don't understand. I don't understand how one woman can date all four family members. It's like, yo, guys, no. Now, does she flirt, or I don't know. And I didn't want to think about it either. But that's what kind of made me just decide that I, people are not all happy. And going back to the bridesmaids, it's not every single bridesmaid that is actually your choice as a bride. Because sometimes your mother gets in your ear, your father gets in your ear, your cousins get in your ears, your in-laws get in your ears. And then you are forced to put in, people that these people want. So the influencers on you, they get to pick also who's in your bridal lineup. So it's not just you and your friends, because, for example, like within our family, there's always the story of no. You have to take at least banoyoko shiaeka, tokutha ki hongo, tokutha natango kerombe, tokutha ne ko shike. You have to add it's wild. So it's not everybody that's apparently bestie. It's not everyone. And especially some people come with a lot of energy that is not the positive one. So they come with a lot of that energy, and that energy is not always there. So you do assume that everybody that's in the bridal lineup is for you, but it's not always the case, especially when it comes to Africans, because I don't know any others. Yeah. So don't feel discriminated if you're Italian and you're like, but it happens in Italy as well. And I wouldn't know, mama. I wouldn't know. I would not know what happens in Italy. Yeah, but here in Africa, this is exactly what happened. So your influences do have the type of hold on you to add people into the bridal lineup that are not actually your friends or not actually your cousins or not even actually people you know. It's people that make the payment and come through for the wedding, and they do the best that they can. And this is sometimes to make your mom proud, or to make your mom happy, or to make your dad happy, or to make your in-laws happy. And also sometimes, in most cases, right, you can't just choose, which are like, you know what, the whole bridal lineup is just going to be filled with my friends, because you're not getting married to yourself. So now you have Habibi's best friend, female best friend, also in your lineup, and maybe she has always wanted Habibi, right? And you never know these things, because, you know, people hide very well. People hide their true characters and their true intentions very well, especially if they are negative. People have a tendency of hiding lies very well. And the truth in itself is apparently something that should be out there, but we don't know. Okay, so, yeah. So the question that I have for you, if you would like to come through, the question that I have for you tonight is, what are the bridesmaids' duties? And we're talking to you that is going to get married. We're talking about you that is getting married now. Next week, the week after that, you're getting married right now, and it is showing you flames. And we're talking about you that is really having the honeymoon of your life, and you are really just having a fun time, and you are happy. We're talking about all of you guys. We're talking about all brides, all grooms, all bridesmaids, and all groomsmen. We're talking wedding, because we are in wedding season. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Please do call in and give me your take on it. What are the duties of a bridesmaid? Now, you can call through and then you come and tell me, okay, first of all, I think that this is what a bridesmaid should do. This is what a bridesmaid should do. And this is who a bridesmaid is. But we have added out that in some cases, not all bridesmaids and groomsmen are even people that you know. Sometimes you have people in your wedding party and in your wedding pictures that you don't know of. You might grow a relationship during the fittings and during the everything, but sometimes those people are put in the wedding to make other people happy and also just to have a sense of unity. So when we look at weddings within an African context, we would say that weddings are gatherings that bring people together. Weddings are gatherings that must be celebrated, because marriage is deemed to be a very big commitment and also a very big stepping stone for a young person or a senior person. For a person it's a very big stepping stone to the forever that we need, because we also view, we also have to understand that we view marriage as you have finally found the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, and we are happy for you. We are happy that even when you are gray and old, you're going to have somebody. And provided that this person doesn't drink and drive and get into a car accident and die, right? You will have a long life together. Provided that this person doesn't mess up your whole entire life, you guys are going to have a long life together, and we all wish you the best. So within, especially within our Wambo culture, for example, a wedding must be celebrated, a wedding must be enjoyed, and a wedding must be feasted so that everybody can see that you are getting married. It's not everybody can see that you're getting married because you want to show off or anything. It is just a custom. It is a custom that weddings must be eaten. It is a custom that people must play. It is a custom that people must sing. It is a custom that people must celebrate your win. And even if we don't look at it as an achievement like a degree or a house or a car or I don't know what else, material things, it is an achievement. It is an achievement to have gone through the battles of singlehood and finally found somebody that you are going to spend eternity with and commit to. We assume that your marriage is going to be monogamous. And even if it's not, especially like within Katima, no, not Katima, Zambezi region. They do practice, a lot of us practice monogamy, but some people do practice polygamy. So it doesn't necessarily mean that this is your husband's first and final marriage. It might be that you're going to be his civil wife and then they are going to be customary wives as well. And it is okay as long as you are okay with it. And as long as you know what you are getting yourself into, you're allowed to be and to do everything and anything you want to do, especially when it comes to your love life, when it comes to what makes you happy within a relationship, you're allowed. You're allowed. You are allowed. Did you know that it's not even illegal? It's not illegal to marry. It's illegal to marry two people in court, but marriage is most just marriage. So you guys can always go to a headsman and your husband can finally get the second wife that he's been complaining about. Yeah, because I want a second wife. Yeah, then he can finally get that. So we celebrate weddings. We celebrate weddings because we have watched you grow. We have watched you mature. We have watched you become the woman that you are. And this is another area in which you are going to step into as a married man, as a married woman. And we are going to see how you're going to evolve, because if we've watched you grow, we are invested. To be honest, we are invested. I am fully invested in every single person in my village. That's why I go to the weddings, because I'm invested. Wow. And you go hang, you know? And it might not be the richest weddings, it might not be the poorest weddings, but it is something to enjoy, you know? So weddings are beautiful, regardless. Weddings are beautiful. We all want to see how love blossoms, because all of us have this fairy tale that we all want within us. We all want love and peace. Except for the haters. But even the haters, right? They all want love and peace for the people that they love. So wanting the best for somebody is human nature. But one thing that we don't discuss is the duties. So let's go to what a bridesmaid is. A bridesmaid is a girl or a woman, usually one of several, well, girls and women that accompanies the bride on the day of the wedding. So this is what a bridesmaid is. A bridesmaid is a person that a bridesmaid is a woman or a girl that accompanies the bride on the day of the wedding. So accompanying the bride is going with the bride to go and get married, right? So that's why you can't be a bridesmaid, but apparently you are in Sintabes and you are chilling there at the club and whatever. You have to take your bride to go and get married. You have to go with her throughout her wedding. And if she is needing assistance or she needs to talk or whatever, you guys are there for each other, just like I would assume friends would be. That is what a bridesmaid is. A bridesmaid is somebody that accompanies the bride, a woman that accompanies the bride, right? To, on the day of her wedding. That is what a bridesmaid is. So we've got the definition out of the way. And now we're going to jump into the duties of a bridesmaid. Now, I feel that many of us don't actually plan out these things properly. I feel like if we're going to get married and we are putting people into the wedding arrangements, right? I would say that at least give us duties and be clear about your duties. Do you know that so many a times, do you know how angry people get during weddings? People get so angry and so frustrated with one another. But I think that if we could have, and I'm talking to you, future bride, right? I'm talking to you, future bride, because Vele, you future bride, we're not. You need to hear this. You need to hear this so that you plan your wedding better. So that you do better on your wedding day. We've got a call. Alrighty. So I guess we missed out on that one, but you guys can call back. Okay. So, you future bride, right? Future bride, listen to the conversation today and pick what you need to pick and leave what doesn't. Take what resonates and leaves what doesn't. So there are certain things that I feel that, especially, I don't know about other communities, right? I just feel that actually no, I can say I know about all the communities. I've been a bridesmaid like 30 times, right? And in all honesty, in none of those 30 weddings did I get a list of my duties as a bridesmaid. I didn't get a list of my duties as a bridesmaid. It was assumed. They assumed, right, that these are things that I have to do. There are so many assumptions around it and no clear instructions so that I have the ability or I have the ability to decline if I can't do it, or I can agree if I can. You don't have those options when it comes to our weddings here. They put you in their wedding and that's it. And you are just supposed to go with whatever flow it is. It's almost like being a slave. It's almost like being a slave to somebody and they are not even clear about what this slave does, right? And that's how I feel. That's how I feel about you guys. You know, you brides. Future bride, I'm telling you today that write it down. Kucha, figure out your bridesmaid's duties. What are their duties? What are they going to be doing in your wedding party? What are they going to be doing? When are they expected to be there? Why are they expected to be there at this time? What are they going to be doing in this time? How are they going to be doing what they're supposed to be doing in this time? What are the plans? What are the arrangements? Now, obviously, some would say that, There's pre-wedding duties, and I think I see this a lot in American movies where the bridesmaids are usually helping the bride pick out the dress. But I think that there's this Godzilla thing that happens with our brides here in Namibia where they don't trust their team. Like, let's just go with that. And I think that they don't trust their team because their team is not compiled of people that they actually should trust. So it's not like, yeah, I've got my friends and I've got my best friends and I got only my people in my bridal team, so I can trust them. And that is why there's so much secrecy around brides. Brides are all of a sudden secretive, and I think it is that thing that elders do. Elders, yay. It also messes it up, but it is kind of true, where elders literally tell you things like, not everybody is happy for you. Like, you are now inviting people to the wedding, you are now happy and all of this, and then the parents call you aside and they tell you, Kucha, you know, Elizabeth, I know that you're very excited and you're telling everybody, even on radio, right? Mara, not everybody is happy for you. You're like, hey, not everybody's happy for you. Like, yeah, not everybody is happy for you. You're like, So now, with these things that are told to you, and you're already going through the stresses of trying to pick out cakes and dresses and putting money together, how are you going to trust your bridal team? you're not going to trust your bridal team because they look at you a little skew. They disagree with you at some place. You automatically think that, yeah, this is the person most probably that my mother was talking about that is not happy for me. But now you can't just say that and you can't pull them out because your mom would be mad, but because she didn't really give you a name either. So these are your own assumptions, but you are also allowed to assume like this because you are under a lot of pressure. And especially if you are an Omwambo bride. I don't know about others, right? But Awambo brides are usually under a lot of pressure because there's something about your wedding must be a specific way that kind of riles a lot of us up. Mm-hmm. And we're all riled up and the money is not enough and people are not RSVPing and people don't know what RSVP is. And also you have one difficult uncle. I have a friend of mine that has been engaged for the past 2 to 3 years. And part of the thing, her and her husband are ready, but part of the thing that is delaying her wedding, right, is that one of the uncles, not even an uncle that raised her, one of the uncles that I don't know, I can't even say he has the right, because he's nobody's father, but one of the uncles of her dad is insisting that the wedding must go through their house. Now, with, like, you must be like, what? Must go through their house? Yes, beloved. So there's this thing of the wedding must eat at one house and then it must eat at another house. And then whoever has raised you along the way and what, they also feel that they can't come to your wedding because you are from there. So you must bring the wedding there. So imagine you are jumping and hopping from one house to another on your wedding day to make other people happy for your wedding. Like, yeah, how expensive is that? It's very expensive. That's why people go in debt when they are getting married, because it's very expensive. Imagine you go in debt and then you guys get married and then divorced in 3 years because you guys were financially stressed and you guys were trying to eat each other up and not in a sexy way. And it's all because of other people that don't even come to your aid when you guys are fighting. Like, that's the wild one. And I think that that's why the new custom of people eloping and people just going to the magistrate has also just started becoming trendy, because people realize that this is a trap. Because if I can get $30,000, I can get everything and we just eat and we don't even have to wash dishes because we can just leave the restaurant after we eat with our close friends and family and then we're out, right? But with Wamberand weddings, it is a bit not like that. It can't be like that. So now you are told this, and then the brides are extremely secretive, right? So there's this element of, surprise. Apparently they want to surprise you with their wedding gown and their wedding garment and all of that and all of that. But I think that, to be honest, it's just a matter of brides not trusting. The brides don't trust their bridal team to have their back and to have their best intention. And that now they can't offload on their bridal team about the stresses of the wedding because they don't trust anybody in the wedding. So now it is a matter of the wedding dress is not done properly, the what is not done properly on the day of the wedding because there was no assistance, right? And even if it's done properly, it's like, I don't know, there's a little bit of a shake somewhere there. And one would say that those are part of the in other countries, those are part of a bridesmaid's duties. A bridesmaid's duties is also to do pre-wedding planning. But brides don't allow that. I don't know. But also in their defense, there are different kinds of brides. In their defense, they are different kinds of brides. So we're going to be talking about the duties of a bridesmaid. And also, I want you guys to write this down if you are in the business of getting married anytime soon. We're going to be talking about the business, the duties of a bridesmaid and what they are supposed to be doing at your wedding. Now, this is in a normal setting, not yours. yours is not normal because your mind has been filled. And also you have people in your bridal team that you don't trust. So for example, it's not even don't trust. It's just also people that you don't know. So you are getting married to Mr. Man. You're getting married to Mr. Man, and also he wants maybe his sister to be part of the bridesmaids. You are not close with his sister. His sister is not your bestie, right? So now you can't even talk about the stresses. Like, now you're stuck in a situation as a bride. You're stuck in a situation where you can't even go onto you guys' WhatsApp group and say, I hate this man so much, right? And you can, like, and when I say this, stop, guys. And when I say this, it's not because you actually hate him. It's probably because you are annoyed and frustrated about something. And your friends would get that. People that you know personally would get that. But now if you're not ubesti with his sister, right? It's going to be a story of, she's going to screenshot the things that are said on the WhatsApp group and send it to the brother. And then now it starts a whole fight. So that means you don't have a sanctuary. Not unless you call out your bridesmaids one by one on the WhatsApp, which are, hey girl, I couldn't text on the group because my sister-in-law and my cousin-in-law, they are there. But I just feel like I hate this man right now because this man is not picking out the correct suit and tie, right? And it's not going to be misinterpreted. It's not going to be anything out of the ordinary. And most probably the person that you're going to be telling is somebody that would understand because you're going through a lot. So that is why, it is very difficult for you guys, right? As brides to be, you guys are having a very difficult time, because you guys don't really honestly have a support system. And also, you don't know who's in your corner. Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, too. Lovely.
Where have you been?
It's raining anyway. No, like even now, I just called to check if it's not recorded.
It's not recorded. guys.
I'm telling you.
Guys, it's not recorded. I'm here.
Yeah,
I even said be, December.
You must put it that this one is live.
Oh, so this one is live. Oh, guys, me, I'm in Nunye.
I'm telling you, so what's up?
I'm telling you, so what's up? I'm telling you, so what's up? I'm telling you,
so what's up?
I'm good, Dr. G. How you doing?
I'm alright, man. You said the Andes is an Adala or Oshilamwe.
Oh, my dear, it's very, very difficult. It's difficult.
That's Andes, nothing else. The whole family. I'm telling you. Those are things which are happening in your life, huh?
No, but we are talking about like the duties of a bridesmaid. Now I'm saying that I feel that, okay, let me ask you, how many bridesmaids and groomsmen did you have in your wedding?
Oof, special girls, I cannot count. Oh, I think we had maybe they said something.
Oh,
the women. But men. Wait, power. I groom at 1,000. For men, women, I think it was 800. Long time, huh?
You know, and those prices are the ones that we also talk about. Wow.
And the dress.
More important.
It's important to go China, my friend.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We are the cousin of a cousin.
My guy.
But it's long time. Anyway, we don't want to lock people. Yeah. Oh, now we are going. Just imagine like a suit from, I don't want to mention name.
You know?
just behind us, that I can service.
I hear you.
And there's 2.5, my friend. And I say, you don't have anything to say. You just follow. Okay, don't worry, I'll deposit this time, then I'll put it up. Then okay, then I'm done.
It's true. Mara. Okay, so who was so the girls, who do you, were they all your wife's friends? Let's start there, because
some are cousins.
Yeah.
And those cousins, I'm telling you, there's one who was even giving a lot of problems at the WhatsApp group.
How?
And they didn't turn up. Trying to change the color which we like. We choose peach for the girl. And for men, I think the suit was like what kind of, how can I put it, like a brown a bit. With a something strap. But I don't know. That one, she was just like, no, peach is not nice. What? It can be what? And the end of the day, she didn't even turn up, my friend. And she didn't show up. She didn't even contribute. She was just dramatic.
For nothing.
And now for nothing. I don't know why. I even told my wife that, no. People who supposed to be in the group was the one who paid. Even at the post.
Yeah.
She just put everybody there.
Okay, but that is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that so many brides and grooms go through so much stress, right?
Yeah, very much.
So much stress because what? Because the people that are supposed to be in their support system, which is now their bridal team, their groomsmen team, right, are not people that they trust. Did your mother also force you to put your cousins?
Not really.
Eh?
Yeah. My parents was not involved even. I done everything without them even knowing anything. I choose myself.
What?
That's why maybe I end up like on my side. I was only having like what? I think 7 guys. Because mostly we are, the guy was like, I think they are 12 or 13. But women, yo, I think he said something. The whole church was ours, my friend. Just a woman, there was a lot. So, Matrix, how you been then?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine too. I can't wait for the big day, sir. You guys must not be excluding me.
But
we started this thing. We must end with it.
We will not exclude you. But okay, yeah. Do you think that part of the problem, or part of the stresses that came from the wedding was the fact that you guys had no one to talk to, because everybody that was supposed to be, in your bridesmaid teams and groomsmen team were not actually your friends? It was just random people. Because I can guarantee that even that cousin that is being spoken about, right, is not a cousin that you guys have ever spoken to ever again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like now, there's some distance, I don't know. She's kind of having a great with her. Mm-hmm. And they don't communicate much.
Mm.
But for me, I and my men, we come long way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm even like a... All my 6, this is a guy which I see every day. Even like, if I call him now, like, hey, Trotter is playing tomorrow. This guy is here to think, okay, I'll make something even if my wife doesn't want, so we can go. You see? Those are close friends with you, always we communicate. Even when I choose the suit, they are the one who are saying, this color, I think it will go with a peach. Yeah.
Okay.
They are the one. Really, there was a lot of encouragement, you know. Yeah, but I don't know about the women.
Have you seen them after the wedding? Many of the women that were... Are they still friends with your wife?
Yeah, some they are still.
And
some? Only some they are far from each other, because some are working in the Kunene. They are somewhere poor, wherever, you name it. Or in Nana or Congo, you name it.
Because parents also have a tendency of saying, "Kucha, itovuru kuhokanwa, tura mombano yoko yokelombe, o unanga kukusa kuhumwe unningo shinkumbi."
Apparently, my nothing been involved. Huh? We don't have that.
Oh, okay. But you guys were, that was a long time
just,
ago.
Yeah, just up to you. Because like me, I think I even
but
checked
But only
what.
If you are stubborn. Maybe you are stubborn and your family is afraid of you.
No, they are not really. I just choose myself even like on my family, like in my father's side. I think I only pick even a girl, just imagine.
And people
from
that
my
walk...
brothers. Yeah, I have a lot of brothers from my side, like step brothers.
And
but
people,
only
and
choose
people,
my
and
step
people that wore Ohema, Oshiata?
Oshiata.
You also choose those ones.
Yo, yeah, you have to choose also.
You
which
chose,
I'll
did
give
you
it to
choose
who, I give it to my neighbor who I know this one, we are going together. I know I give it to who, Meme who and the husband.
Mm.
It's like that. You choose.
Okay.
But she had to know show my brother, you have to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Not a
but,
joke.
But
like me,
joke
I was
is...
having like, I think on my side alone.
Yeah.
I think they are somewhere around 45.
Oh.
And mostly are women a lot.
Mm.
And my wife, it was not like that a lot. I think it's only given like to the sibling of their father and the sibling of their mother. Well, and the others extended. But for me, it was a lot, man. I think it was having like a, maybe on their side.
Mm.
I think not more than 20. But
okay.
Me, yeah, I went overboard, my friend.
So
that's
now
why
when you pick your bridesmaid.
And the poor chicken, nani, mondonga. That's why we go to Yan. Take a left and right. I'm telling you.
That's okay, nice.
Take a chicken. That's all. Kanda ka kuwang ombori.
Okuwa? Okuwa? Okuwa?
Ombori.
So now when you made people in Mumbi, did you tell them their duties?
Yeah.
Why not?
I never even discussed with the guys. I think they know, maybe they are just used to or whatever. I never talked to anybody, but the day when we get married, I think even the guys just sorted out themselves. Okay, drinks already, everything. It was just a kind of, quite no catering.
Okay.
The people of catering, they just give our t-shirts and whatever. Then we sorted ourselves. It was not discussed. Maybe my wife, maybe she did it in her part, but at our house, there was no discussion. But the guys just ended it nicely.
Okay. Just hold the line so that we continue with this conversation. Just hold.
E filoshisho otalikula ndulako na avewayuka. E kwashilipaleko lo maruendo paiwano kupitila mo NHB. O atupateleko mesho kwashilipaleko la shifika mafio pedola emiliona omlongo da Namibia. Moshi joshe tukeshe kuyanja omakwafo unamiti enashane filo shisholo pa ulumo mumbu. Kwa avoveli ponje yoshilongo, shijoshi topo rwasho ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis mwule ominute disyona elela, lishangifako nhp.com.na omanga ino ya moruendo. Ponjeo Shilongo. Mangono malandula pano, odo dino kulandurwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Uncle G. So there was, why didn't you discuss duties?
Never, I don't know, man. I don't know. I was having expert, but I never asked those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least I consulted somebody who's already married. And he was my best man, even.
So, but then would you be angry with your groomsmen if they didn't do anything? If they didn't sort themselves out, imagine if the catering people just gave you guys the dishes and your groomsmen are also just sitting.
No, not really. I would not be angry with him, but
you're
even the women, I don't
now.
Know.
You're only talking now.
I don't know. They just sort out themselves. I don't know.
Yeah, that is most.
And the men are there, they drink. So it's just nice organize them. But I never talk with those duties.
Okay, but if
I cannot lie.
If they didn't do anything, would you be angry or not?
Yeah, I would not be angry.
You will not be angry if people are sitting, people are sitting in the tent and the food is there, but nobody is really carrying, which oh no, come and take here. And people are just running to the food themselves.
You know yourself, Kucha. My brother, just go to the water and give people drinks.
No, but if they didn't do it. Because we're talking about if they didn't do it. Because I don't know. I think with men, right, you guys are very relaxed when it comes to weddings. But women get a lot of stress out of it. Because there are even people that never talk again after the wedding, ever. They never,
yeah, but
ever...
you guys should just take it to extent.
No, 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 it's not taking it's not taking it to extents, right? It is a matter of somebody not discussing their bridesmaids' duties. And that is why I want you guys to talk about the duties of a bridesmaid. Because now, you have what? You have, this cousin that is not doing things the way you want, but you didn't tell them when you said that, oh, I want you to be in my wedding. You didn't tell them that this is what you expect of them. It's like a job. You didn't tell them that this is what you expect of them. And then when they don't do the things that you expect that you didn't say, you get angry.
You know what?
Yeah.
You might put up a job description. Mm-hmm. Then this person is going to overdo it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to angry with that person or what?
Overdoing is better than underdoing.
Underdoing, man.
Yeah, overdoing is better than underdoing. Underdoing. You know, just imagine, for example, right? Shitoka kwato njuhwange. You have to be with the kids and you have to be with your best man. But one of inkumbiwe nenge somebody ndishi. Now imagine, imagine now if the day of Kwatareng or Njuhwa is there and nobody is going with you.
You have to.
I'm saying that nobody is going with you.
Even before that. You know this thing of like going to what? You know when you are getting married, I never knew this thing can happen. When you are going to your wife's church. I never knew that there is in the day something like Anglican, we have different things. Driving. People are shocked.
Oh my God.
How can this guy driving?
They know, sir.
Alone, alone, even. Nobody even comes in. Not even my... alone.
Working in the car.
You are driving from Wangwena. Alone. In the car alone. I said, I was so surprised. People are looking at me like a weird. It's normal. What of your cousin? She come and drive my car.
She cook quite a little. She tell you.
No, you are not supposed to drive. What was?
She tell
you. Then what? My sister normal, no? Sorry.
I am Okango Muni ni Moinji. You might go and die.
No, it's a fake what? Introduction, whatever you call. And now we are, I mean, I'm hoping we can go to Chechang. Sometimes it was normal.
Okilo pota is different.
Sunday.
Something different, please. It's not a big event like Okuyigitha or Ongeleka, an announcement.
Okay, so my gito. Kunanda we go couch. What is it? First Sunday, go we robot and go on a congrega. Marane, this is not a mangito, mangito, is it?
Marosh, and the reason that you are supposed to be going with someone is because a lot of things happen. And that's why I'm talking about it. Because a lot of things happen. Sometimes the people that are inside your wedding party are not even happy for you.
That's the thing. I came up alone, my friend, and I'm going to talk about what I'm going to do, my friend.
And you didn't even tell her so that she could even organize even one of her cousins to just come and stand by you at least.
When we went out, she's the one who driving my car, my friend, and we went, because I went to jump in another car, and then she went to drive that car.
Mara, that is exactly now the duties that I'm talking about, right? The duties that you are supposed to be communicating, which I know from the beginning, like from the beginning, say now that the wedding is in December.
And
you guys, no, but that's what I'm saying, right? So that people can have an option. Do you know that you guys don't tell anybody of their duties? And then you go and say things like, yeah, tanka disappoint. Atanga disappoint bangini, ngerengae nangae inopanjene enough time. You are preparing for your wedding the whole time, but you're not giving me also my responsibilities inside your wedding so that I'll know if I can do it or not. For example, you people make people's bridesmaids, right? Your wedding is on the 18th.
Yeah.
And us at our work, we can only take leave from the 20th.
Let me tell you one thing, what happened to in our wedding, because we are having like, we are free when they announce it. And my gaga go Friday, so Taninga Saturday and Sunday. Okay, just imagine the past tell us everything goes younger. Could tell you guys you have to bring your ID along, you have to do what this, what and what. Check out brother ID Kondangwa. Yoga ko karongo. Dajumba ID. Would you go? First thing that I told you, you can just stay, do us a ceremony, and then we are done. I said, no, we have to wait for others, so we can just do it once. That's it. My brother went that time, who had done it on the manager.
Oh my God. But how do you also forget your ID? Is it not in your wallet? Don't you carry your wallet? Imagine.
Why people are they waiting for us already? That's why. People are that with this one. No. Waiting for this guy who come and forget his ID.
Kaunga kanji. Also,
teaching people to have somebody reminding you.
Yeah.
Did you do ABC? Did you do what? Did you do at least?
Yeah, but those are duties. And I feel like we don't communicate the duties to the people, and then we go and feel bad when they disappoint us. Because if you had all of this planned out, Kucha, okay, so Simon, you are the one that's going to be taking me to the church on the 17th. Then you, Urusa, you are going to be taking me to go and see the vendor on the what. Then we are going to go do this and do this. On the day of the wedding, I want us to walk like this and to do this, and then we all go, and then we all do this, and then we all do this, and this is this, and this is this. I feel like if we had those duties and we had proper planning when it comes to weddings.
Hello?
Because I feel that many of us are so focused just on the wedding day, but we are not putting our team together. Together. Now our team, we are breaking up with friends that we have known for years because they are that the people know what they are supposed to be doing. Shashikesho hango yo tango that the person is attending to, you know? Mara, things are different. Mm-hmm.
But the moment they also give it them duty there, the person who's going to be left out, they feel like they are not good enough to you.
No. You give everybody duties. No. You make them, if the duties are, like, for example, they are, like, 30 duties.
You want to sing, no? Marfa wants to sing, no, that is a duty of Marfa.
So that if Martha is not there, Simon is
over. Yeah, somebody's there. Yeah.
So you don't just give one duty to somebody, Kucha. No, you collect the rings. You say, Martha and Emmanuel, you two collect the rings.
Mm-hmm.
Then you, Simon and Daniel, you guys make sure that everything is up to order.
It's up to.
Then you make sure that the cow makes it. Kanjankadon.
Yeah.
I'm going with you at Utenya, and you, I'm doing this. Yeah. Then you organize everything nicely. And I feel like if we can organize like that, then there's less stress within the wedding itself. Because I've met people that have not spoken ever since the wedding.
True.
Even 10 years later. Mara, even if you ask them, Kucha, what were we fighting about? Oshirin onune, itavuru akuthimburu kwa nawa. Kucho shikwashike because he was so stupid. Like the fight in itself was so silly. Kucha, And for example, like with bridesmaids that drink, right? Mm-hmm. I think on the duty list is that you guys must only get drunk after the party. But you must also, Kucha, you must also be organized in such a way that your bridesmaids and staff don't feel bad. You just tell them, Kucha, let's work through today, and then the after party is for you. That's why people make after parties.
Did I tell you the other story? Kucha, after my wedding, this one of my guy was also getting married.
Yeah.
When he get married, me, I drive like in the, I think it's 2 o'clock.
U.S. is a group.
And the 3 o'clock. I went with my wife, because I was only one. I drive on the Ufiku. And I got to shoot down when you're in the jungle, Bene amandi ameka nangala moto ngeno. Ndi ngokala moto de de kofaga. Tango ndi abadali kugengali. Sima jono wena Jacomba we. Hey, omuli omwana. Tia baba ne utabuka baba. Singa katarani? The whole bar was just full of us. I'm telling you, that's in Israel in Silengi Fanai. It was in Mumbi. I'm telling you. Oh, it is shocking. I'm telling you. The whole of us. But I mean, sometimes these people, they take long, man. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. But to live upon the sick, tayo. Malta po pina sina siya nung joga nunin. Umbi perigi yapuri yapuri yapuri. Oh. Ano ba, disappear ay gabi siya ako. Dati ko, kabagi at yege wa. Huto ano ba siya magkabuto mo din magkaba. Kwa siyo, guys. Kamu fan magunya nu muka pada gue nafu. Ya. Uff, silengi fa man. No gue nafu tu nongka gue tu shoot tawe tu. Tu gue fan.
Nyetan kala ni kukoran noho.
Aduh, ini wang.
Ucap tuan tenya ne noho. On tenya kukoni santum para noho.
Oh. Ay, yo cambié la gata, mami, tú por acá.
Y tú fu por allá, mara, si toca a ponte, ya empeñante, tú también que cuñenga, o si más, o si pile, mua, la
ponte. O si apila, mua, no. Oh, fa.
Oye, muli, no suta, ni nemo.
Como tú no suta, ve tú,
como.
Ay, culo, no, guano, lo que voy a cofa. Mongere.
Ay, mongere.
Deja, mua, tú voy a cofa, depende de la copa, uff. Es de number one.
Oshafara, tene atena na yongereka nendi shi.
Yeah.
Oh, tene noho membo jaya tu atupuri kinu meditation ambuya ta upopi inde sigotokosa nendi shi. Oh,
yeah.
Kaya simbondoronga andina nene tegelelo nendi shi kukunu tutotri kwa ambo koha ingu.
Yeah.
Mkwetu, ai penduka tuyo kongereka na medoli. Oh, ai. Pepe tofuru ne ukucha.
Ya, mtetika kongereka, kunalega.
Uchanga, uchanga, anu yoye mkula nareyo po mkunda, yenoko ongereko ya toto wapo ku grandfather wanjao. Oh, karunga kancho. Umuna akuya. Kutembea tuaya mongeleka. Undata mekinga no nkumole la nawa. Karunga kaya.
Yeah.
Mbela 30 minutes ha. Ish.
What?
Undaka muna tependulwa tuka ninge. And I'm tall and I'm pregnant and you can see me. And it is not, and it's not, and it's not omasikunge awe. Mongeleka
mongeleka mongeleka. Mbela 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 mbela
mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela mbela Mungereka muka muda antuka, omunaru uno na shashino.
Uno na wafu apu ya, tina muno muti kike na ono.
So na everybody, akuru para nunona.
So nunona.
Oh, so it's the middle of the year. Na shinga nki ndakosa ne, uchanga ndakosa, no kana kwa paturuka no hondi mungereka moha ingo.
Ya, talade.
Ndika Oh,
yeah, but
you're going to be a nice guy, eh?
Oh, brave. Yes, yes.
Nonsito kwa tanja te kosa.
Aisus.
Netea noho no kuyea, shashundaroro. Uchanga kutwazi ko venduka, and I'm tired and I'm pregnant and it's hot.
No, eto aliko chenja. Man.
Yes, sir. Yo. Nacho uhwe kulengi tanja, why do you hate me?
Ay, shiri.
Man, but upon planning, I kukara at to discussing any what are the bridesmaids' duties?
Duty, it's needed, huh?
Those
things are needed. You know, you just Totoapo unota, then everybody knows, especially when it comes to group. Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody must know aware that this is what is we're expecting you guys to do and what is what and what and what.
Yeah.
That's no one the problem. I'm in Yango, so I bet you didn't know that I didn't get the apple. I went out on Eva, when you touch again, what I think you catch again, what they see. I think this one, I find what I am going to go almost.
Yeah.
So I will put you to the apple, Nene. Toganga, Begum and Papiro will be okay.
And what?
I didn't
think. But I think, there's like a sexual energy that happens among Hango, man. How many people did you meet?
Listen, even next year, I'm having one.
Oh, yeah, the Mohammed.
Yeah, Monica, we call. Next year, May, I'm a groom.
A groomsman.
One of my boy.
Now you must tell your boy, which they must make duties.
No. I think you'll give me a solution also.
You must make duties.
To discuss on the group. I'm already in the group.
Everyone knows, Kucha, what they are doing and how they are going to be assisting each other to have a smooth transition. Oh, I'm on a gang for Kotalilingwe. It's so happy. Now, you are supposed to be my maid of honor. My maid of honor, you are supposed to be there 2 weeks before.
I'm telling you.
So that we do the things together.
Everything, even sleeping together.
Supposed so to be now like you're that, coming but... 1 day before. Wow,
I don't know. Things about wedding, eh? It's just weird a bit. You think you complete everything. Just one thing is missing. The first day, I'm going to church. You know, everything's done, everything is on the praise. Yeah. Okay? Now we are going to church. Uta brave. Uta unyo kwa tu. Oh my God. Na chia kwa tu tulipe. Onu, tati, so number was hitting a year, or she your number, or hitting a year, so number, that's in
there. Care woman wearing a hango or tipula, tati, the everybody has everything under control. Shashino,
I'm a friend of my name, Negaria,
duty. You didn't give us duties.
So yeah, Shashino, I think this.
If you would have given me duties, Kucha, me, I must be checking if everything is going according to plan. For starters, you, as my friend, must give me, Kucha, what is your plan?
The thing is that,
Like, everybody everybody was not stressed around you because you didn't stress on anybody.
I didn't stress at all. My wife was stressed. Ah, came up the mebra. Ongo benda ogate magate. Oh, we are stressed. Ang enang. Ogate magate ka ano ang dito po mebra? Dapat mo dadet ko siya. Komangeti. Do katemba no katega bebu a dali katemba di mweli kata kwen kope ngo botege a mebra ndiyo pandi ko kongereka ngo botadi. Do shida wenda stress a man. The meaning in a no good, ay. What a proper name in my hostel is one of Naka Kurunus. The moment I would have. Such a punel of the Mudafilong or Nel.
Yeah.
The dear Dane did it for the matter. Memor would have. Napa Shalong of them. Ay, there you are no do. Eh, no, I go back here. That's it. I'm going to tell you, yes, he can. I feel, I was there. Natakaluka, no. Okay.
Lipurane ngelo wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa mbura hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give
a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity or ability to do what?
Positional. How can you give a tender to somebody who doesn't have the capacity?
Capacity to do what?
To build. Aye, that's it. Oh, Matiko. Nothing in Omegona, no money, no water. Eh, top and drag, I was a capacity again. Eh, Nanga, you are. Ah. What I said, don't tell me what. I'll tell you if I'm from Katutura.
Whatever, that one is wrong. Don't let me take out my Katutura
mena. Yeah,
my Katutura mena. Because I grew up in Katutura. And I will hesitate to tell you if it is needed. Be part of the debate by setting the agenda. In terms of Rwanda, we've been at 6% before.
Come on, yeah. We can do it again. Go that side. It will take us more. Yes,
it will take us a while.
I'm telling you.
But go and discuss. Go and discuss. Really, just discuss. Kucha, give.
But that one. No, serious. You give me an idea.
Give us responsibilities tomorrow and duties. But you must put us together, so that if one cannot do it, the other one can always do it, and everything goes well. Now the problem with brides and grooms are oha popi funjanayo shashino nayo nae shiningandishi. So they must first give a list. Kucha, what are all the things that need to be done.
Yeah.
So they must send a list of everything that needs to be done from now until next year, May. So we tick off these things. So now when the groom is saying, Kuchaya, then you must also ask, Kucha, okay, so here on our list, we are having Kucha, we have to start buying alcohol. How far are we? Andi kalanda moshike. No, my dear. Landa kwi kreta iri yari yo Jameson. Ndetoke itura konduta kwa ambo, ndetopatako. So that by the time the wedding comes, oh, I kusa kwini makashona kashona. Yes, every day. Mm-hmm. You know, oenjo atutege any last minute, right? And a wedding is no exception. When you are a procrastinator, you are just a procrastinator, my dear. Even if it is your wedding, even if it is your funeral, you are still just a procrastinator. So if you have a team that knows what they are supposed to be doing, right? Then they will not be, everything will be smooth sailing.
For me, it was easy, man. I don't know how did I do it.
No, it's but because it, you only had your childhood friends inside your things. So your childhood friends, they know me. Your house, they know your house, they know your parents, they know everything. So, iai kwata kwata no no kuri. Shashino omathimbo gamwe otunane nu friend wetu tauzi kushimba ndishi wuri mune mohango yetu.
Yeah, mohango. Uchayo,
oka friend hono is already a liability. Shashino, Shashino, we don't know if what they are eating. We don't know if they eat the things. Koka mwene. Koka yogeroke shiko.
Me, I was waiting for master. Those white people, I mean, master.
Your whole team consists of your friends. So your friends already know to make the other one comfortable. Now it's not always like that. Guy and I reko hango, my dear, and it was like I've never been in that house in my life. Do I look like a person that can put myself in?
My friend, I'm there. Second, I'm going to go from for the first time.
Imagine now if you are having an argument with the bride, the owner of the house, then it is a problem.
Yo! I will leave.
I waited for the wedding and then I left the day after. Like immediately when we are supposed to go to day two, Kanjamati, like I was like, even the husband was like, no, just come with us today. Like when you are coming, just take all your things, just come because she's because the bride is not in her right state.
In the mood,
So it does happen where in a kurombwera, what they expect of you. And you, your whole entire life is also just going forward and dishi. And they expect you to stop everything because they are getting married. Like, you must come and stay with me in the north for 1 month. Like, 1 month while I don't go to work and 1 month while... this is what I expected of me. I would have told you, give my role to somebody that can do
this. To somebody who can do
I don't even mind if I'm not a bridesmaid. Shashino andi vurwano kuzaro hema yonturo ngeshavari. I don't mind.
I was having also a wedding of my cousin. What she did, she put one guy, he's a neighbor of her, or a tanning program.
You see,
this guy cannot even talk, literally. He cannot even just entertain people in Oshwambo. So, what I did, after all, he messed up a bit. Then somebody like, how can I jump in something with them? No, I was not taught.
Yeah.
I don't know where the young of the a parent out the poor opportunity go do you go for go you may pop second one and no good in you know my fan on when you go and my fan when I'm for go
yeah
so if you used to go to a wedding you learn a lot I mean just in general you used to go to people even when you get married, you know yourself how to program yourself.
Yeah, to program I'm telling you. All right,
good night.
Thank you so much.
Shop, shop.
Ciao, ciao.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, you are chilling with the matriarch and we are talking about the wedding. We're talking about your wedding next year. We're talking about your wedding tomorrow. We're talking about your weddings. We're talking about your cousin's wedding, your friend's wedding. We're talking about you being a part of the bridesmaids and part of the groomsmen. What are your duties and what are the different types of brides that we do have? So my argument is that many of our brides and grooms, right, don't give the wedding party or the wedding team duties and responsibilities. And that is why many of the weddings in themselves, you always have an angry bride that's crying. And she's crying because one, people are not on time. Two, the dress is not fitting. But how can your dress not be fitting? Not unless you didn't go to the fittings. Right? And these are responsibilities that you're supposed to know that if you miss two fittings, you're out of the wedding. Like, those are rules and protocols that you put up so that you can have a genuinely amazing day. But we don't want to do that because apparently we don't want to hurt feelings. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Let us go, Pipindi, and we will revert back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world, tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore.
Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36,000 per maand. Of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm sorry I took a little bit long there, but you know how we do. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pulling Heartstrings, and we're talking about the bridal duties list. So what are we supposed to do as groomsmen and as bridesmaids? I feel that, one, our bride and our groom must be organized enough to know that we need duties and we need a list of duties that we need to perform and that will live up to their expectations. And living up to their expectations is making sure that their one day, we're hoping that this is the first and their final wedding. It might be the second wedding or the third or the fifth, right? But did you know that in Namibia, if you can't change your surname after your fifth wedding, your fifth marriage, I'm just saying. So even if you get married like 6 times, you can't change it anymore into somebody else's surname. Okay. So we want to make sure that this day that you are never going to ever repeat again ever, because we want forever for you guys, right? Must go according to plan. Do you have a plan? Okay. What are the things? What are the responsibilities that you are going to be carrying out? So we assume that many people know exactly what they're supposed to be doing. But truth is, how are we supposed to know what you guys do at your house? How are we supposed to know what you guys do in your clan? How are we supposed to know what you guys do in your totem, whatever. How are we supposed to know what you guys do as principals in your house? If not through communication. Now, people are bad communicators. That's why I think that it is better for us to have a duties list. It's better for us to have a list of responsibilities for every single bridesmaid and groom, so that we as a collective have a fun and nice event that we are going to look back on, and we are going to be proud that we came through for you on this day and we did exactly what you needed us to do. And that is that. So we take it from there. Okay. So part of the duties that we may have is help plan the bridal shower. Okay. So we have the bridal shower that we're supposed to be doing. And sometimes these bridal showers are called kitchen parties. And sometimes we get it all wrong. And sometimes we say it's a bridal party, a bachelorette party, or a bridal party, or a kitchen party, depending on what people think. But then with kitchen parties, I've noticed that, with kitchen parties, it's mainly also involving parents also giving you that omaere. It's that time where the elder women, for women now, the elder women, they sit you guys down and they literally tell you what marriage is like and what you guys are going to be expecting and what to do and what not to do and how to manage being with someone for the rest of your life. And you might think that you have a grip on this because you love this person and you guys are getting married to each other and you guys are taking the next step in your relationship and, but you would be so surprised. Right? How people can flip on you once they have the ring. How people can flip on you once they've put on the ring. All of a sudden, you're a very handy boyfriend, fiance person. Very handy, very, very hands-on and does his own thing. All of a sudden, when he becomes a husband, he comes home and he sits down and he expects dinner to be served. He expects you to be home before him to cook the dinner and then serve him hot dinner. Or he expects that even if he's coming home at 2 o'clock, right, he doesn't want pap that has not been made in that moment so he can wait. Eh? So he can wait that time so that the pap can be cooked that time. So you must be getting up at 2 a.m. And these are all things that that you didn't know, and then it just goes and happens. But this is still a conflict of compromise, right? But these communications are given to you during the kitchen party where the elder ladies are going to tell you that, yo, guys, so sometimes men do this, and sometimes men do this, and sometimes they don't do this, and sometimes this happens, and sometimes your partner doesn't change. Sometimes your partner is just the happy-go-lucky he has always been. He's the nonchalant partner that he has always been. And nothing changes except the fact that you guys are together every single day. And also you carry his surname. And that's the only thing that has changed. And then you are lucky. But sometimes you get this man that wants to all of a sudden graduate from being a young man to being a married man now. He wants to change his whole entire wardrobe. And you don't find it appealing. But when you had the kitchen party, there were things that were mentioned, like they do want to change sometimes, and they do gradually do this, and then they do gradually do this, and this is how you handle conflict, and this is how you handle happy moments, this is how you handle betrayal, this is how you handle what. And it's not to say that these are the experts. It's just to say that they are passing on knowledge from their experiences, and you take from it what serves you and you leave what doesn't. So some woman might come to you and say, "Kucha, men beat, but your habibi has never laid a hand on you or has shown any aggressive behavior." And then you guys get married and he is still the same. Or, and this is where that information comes in handy, right? Where he also just starts beating you like 3 years into the marriage. He starts hammering you now. And you are so busy in the, what do you call it? So busy in the betrayal era of, "I don't know how he could do this to me. Like, oh my God, I don't know." And that is when that information comes in handy. And depending on what the auntie said, you can now choose which side you are going to lean on. Are you going to stay and be a punching bag and then one day be carried out in a casket? Are you going to get him warning shots from one of your uncles? Are you going to have a conversation at the police station? Or are you going to give him a stern warning and practice a little witchcraft on him? It depends on you, and it depends on what you want for your marriage. So that's where certain information comes in handy. And also, this is also the part where the elder women in the kitchen party also give you the open door policy. The open door policy means that I am available to you for things that you need. If you need advice, if you need corrections, if you need counseling and consultation, if you need anything, I am here as one of your elders. So that is what usually happens in a kitchen party. So if you are part of the bridal duties, don't just be planning fun things. Don't just be planning, "Ooh, let's go and party and let's go and do this." Remember that your friend or your cousin or your personal person is spending the rest of their lives with another person. They're stepping into a different platform in their lives. Do what is best for them. If I were allowed to plan your kitchen party, I would plan a kitchen party with lists of things that I would like for people to discuss. I would plan it in such a way that when you leave from there, your heart is full and your knowledge box is absolutely overflowing, because there is a lot of information that has been shared. Now, also being careful of the types of people that you invite. I had a friend of mine, I was an MC at her wedding. You see, when you plan your wedding properly, I was an MC at her wedding. So I did the delegations and I did the whole everything shebang, right? And with this, part of the things that I noticed, because she was getting married to, her husband is from the UK. So it was automatic. It was automatic that she is going to go and live in the UK. She is relocating. She's quitting her job, relocating, going to live with her husband in the UK. And she's going to be from the UK now. And that's it. And I think that part of the program was that certain people are going to give speeches. Now, these certain people are the same people that if I were in control of making bridal kitchen parties and etc., right, I would say that these same people that we are intending to give speeches to are the same people that must come to the party so that we see what type of characteristics and what type of agenda they are pushing within the conversations that they are talking. Because so many people go onto that stand and give a speech, and even though Oaturigora, it is a hate speech, it is a bad speech, it is a speech that leaves a distasteful taste in your mouth. So with her, the distasteful speeches that were given were speeches that I cut in half as the MC. I was like, okay, Me Martha, thank you so much for that speech. I know you're not done, but unfortunately, that is scary conversation that you are trying to push, and that's not happening. Part of the things that were being said was that, yeah, if you don't want our daughter, just bring her back. Like, we just got married. How can you say things like, if you don't want our daughter? If I didn't want your daughter, I wouldn't be getting married to her. Now, why are we threatening her husband? We are literally all threatening her husband that don't kill our daughter there in the UK. If you don't want her, bring her back. What type of picture does that send to the guy's family? Which are the Namibians are making it seem like this woman is a difficult woman that our son is going to have difficulties with, that he might want to bring back. And it is all just about being careful what is said within the speeches. And that is why we have to have duties. Part of the duties is that, Sarah, please make sure that me Aina writes a good speech and does not involve bad things. It must just be good wishes, please. Then Sarah is the first one that's going to be, May Aina, please keep it civil. Keep it what? And then you guys just wish the people well. It is not your platform to come and talk about all the things that you know about their relationship. For example, you know that Elphils is a man that drinks alcohol. And also, at the end of the day, you guys know your family members. You know that your aunt has nothing nice to say. Why are you having an open floor ceremony where everyone or anyone that wants to say anything can come and talk, if you know that you've got lethal people within your wedding? And secondly, why are you inviting lethal people to your wedding? Yeah, because my mom said so, but it's not your mother's wedding. But I know that sometimes parents can be overpowering, and it's not everybody that has parents that are as magnificent as Uncle G there. Mara, at the end of the day, you have some control of who's going to talk and who's not going to talk. So, part of the speeches that were said at my friend's wedding was that, no, you are taking her very far. And I went to remedy everything with saying that, even if she is going far, do you think she doesn't know where he stays? Do you think I had to reprimand grown-ups? I had to reprimand grown-ups because our bride was on the verge of tears, and not the happy kind. Not the kind of tears where you're like, oh. No, it was like mortified, horrified, and petrified at what the bride must be feeling and the shame. The poor husband had to go and take a breather outside because he felt like he was being personally attacked for taking away their beloved child. But the truth is, their beloved child knows where he stays. It might have even been their beloved child's idea. Because generally he's got like a great job, and he can find a job here in Namibia, chop, fast. And he has nothing that is keeping him on the other side. So he could have came here, but I'm sure it was their beloved child's idea that let's just go and live in the UK. There are better opportunities. There are better whatevers, right? So let's go there. Let's relocate there. And that was that. So that conversation was brutal. So I had to go and reprimand everybody, and I made sure that everybody's speech that's going to come after I reprimand you guys, right, you better come correct. And that is why you need somebody that is strong, somebody that is funny, but somebody that's also not going to let you be terrorized on your beautiful day, right? At your own wedding and with your own money. How? Now you have to be terrorized. And that is all part of planning. Okay? Brides and grooms, it's part of planning. So that is help plan the bridal shower. So that's the kitchen party. And then the next one is wedding events visit. So you as your bride, you and your bridal team, right? Can, because two eyes or four eyes are better than, like what? Many eyes are better than one set of eyes, right? So wouldn't it be nice if you guys could all plan where the venue is going to be and how the venue is going to look. So many of us also opt for the tent and opt for what? That is where your bridal team can come in. These are the responsibilities of, okay, I found this vendor and I found this vendor. They're asking for this vendor there. These are the reviews of this vendor. These are the dates of the reviews of this vendor. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're getting married, you must check the reviews. I know that you guys don't check nothing, but you must check the reviews. Most of our vendors are having social media platforms. Many of you guys want to go onto Instagram to check out vendors. But the truth is that the creme de la creme is not on Instagram. The creme de la creme is on Facebook. It's on Facebook because Facebook allows you to leave reviews. That is why you can even go onto the Eagle FM page and you will see the reviews. The top radio station, the all those reviews. 5 out of 5, 5 out of 5. Those reviews are important because you also, because you have to see the past experiences of other brides and some of the complaints or some of the applause that they had given these particular vendors. And also you will go and see that they are great and beautiful reviews. But the hack around that is to check the dates. Now, one vendor, for example, is highly decorated, beautiful Instagram page, beautiful content, beautiful aesthetics. And then on Facebook, they have the same beautiful content, beautiful aesthetics. Then you go into the reviews. Now, they have been in business for 10 years, but the last review that they had, and this is how businesses, if you are an entrepreneur and you are also working a lot with marketing on social media, please encourage your clients to rate you. Encourage your clients to leave reviews. Be it negative, be it positive, it doesn't matter because it is better than somebody there are certain people that want to give you a shot regardless of what a bad client might say. And the beauty of reviews is that you have an option to reply. So this person can give you a negative review and you can literally screenshot their conversations and put it there under their reviews so that whoever is coming to watch is going to see both sides of the story. Don't be afraid of bad reviews. Any publicity is good publicity. Don't be afraid of reviews, but definitely keep your reviews. Okay? So, part of the thing that you must check when it comes to reviews and stuff is the dates. So this vendor has been in business for the past 10 years. And last time they had a review was 2009. Or maybe 15 years or whatever. They last had a review 4 to 5 years ago. Firstly, if they've only had a review 4 to 5 years ago, then that means they don't take their business seriously. That means we don't know if they are still in business or not because nobody is commenting about the services. Or it could be that they are dishonest and people are giving reviews, negative reviews, right? And they are deleting reviews. So you have to check when last was there a review and what was said within the reviews and how many likes. This is your wedding. You have absolutely all the right to make sure that you are in bed with the correct people. You have absolutely every right to make sure that your special day goes down the way you want it to go down. So check the reviews so that you can know exactly what you're dealing with, and that they've had positive remarks and positive reviews and positive everything. So yes. So the reason that designers and artists like Roberto them stay in business is the fact that they can have one negative review and 200 positive reviews. So you weigh your chances. Was this an unlucky and unhappy bride, or was this a person that wanted something to be copied? And you can make your own judgment. You understand? And these reviews go a long way. So if you are an entrepreneur out there and you are not using your social media properly, please ask your clients to rate you. Ask them to rate you on Google. Ask them to rate you on Instagram, on Facebook. Ask them to rate you and give their honest reviews on your services, you know, so that it is what it is. All right. The second one is dress shopping. Now, most of you guys already have an idea of what you guys want for your dresses. And brides are generally also a little bit too secretive for my liking when it comes to their dresses. But again, it is their day. And also, we don't know who hates you and who doesn't hate you, because we have a couple of bridezillas out there that are also just terrible, and also people that don't have creativity that steal other people's ideas. So imagine you have a wedding in December, and you tell all your girls this December, which is now basically in a year's time, I'm getting married. Then one of your friends who you also want to be part of the bridal team or the bridesmaids team is also getting married, but she's getting married in June. So imagine if you are sharing pictures of your bridal. Imagine if you are trigger happy and you create the group in January, and you now share your bridal dress, of the dress that you want, the dress that you're going to wear. And come your friend's wedding that's in June, 6 months before yours, she completely takes over your dress. She has a dress exactly like yours. She has your dress. There's nothing you can do about it, but it does mess you up. So I understand why people don't want to share their dresses and their ideas. And maybe that one we can cut off the duties. Okay. And part of the duties that we can say bridesmaids and grooms have is the ceremony. What are we doing on the day of the ceremony? Okay, let's have a detailed plan. We are getting up at 4 a.m. to do what? To get hair and makeup done. How many are we? How many makeup artists do we have? How long does she take per person? Are we getting full face beads or half face beads? Are we getting, what are we doing? In this is also when you can have a backup makeup artist to assist, so that we don't have to get up at 4 a.m. because we are going to be awake for the rest of the day, and to burn out, we will still burn out. So we can get a substitute or an add-on makeup artist to come and assist. The bride can have her own makeup artist, and the rest of you guys can have another makeup artist. Then when the bride's makeup artist is done with the bride, she can now come and assist with the bridesmaid's looks. Okay, so we get up at 4 a.m., we get our hair and our makeup done, and also we take our baths before we get our hair and our makeup done, and then we put on our dresses, and by then it's 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock, what else is there to be done? We inform the people within the house, or we check as a team. It doesn't have to be a team effort. It can be, those are duties that you separate now. Kucha Martha, please make sure that everybody has already started cooking by the time we wake up. So you as Martha go and wake up the people and say that, yeah, we are starting to get ready. We are almost done with our makeup. Please start with the food, because church is at 9. There is nothing worse than being late for your own wedding day. and it's cringing and it is devastating and it's depressing to be late for your own wedding day. But most people are always late. So if you can not be late, that would be great. So you wake up everybody and everybody's information. Okay, so at 7 o'clock, Martha wakes up the people, which are, oh guys, church is at 9. The groom is going to be here at 8. Please make sure that we are done cooking everything by at least 8:15, because we are first going to sit down. And then after they sit down, they are going to be given their blessings and their prayer and their what and their what. Vambu customs are rather long. So they're going to be given all this, but by 8:30, the food must be at Oshinyanga. The food must be done. The food must be ready and they just do their thing. So all of this can also just be something that is organized. Many of us don't want to organize. Many of us think that these things are common sense up until you get married and you realize that these things are not actually common sense. And it is not our duty as bridesmaids or groomsmen to assume that these are the practices that are done here, especially if we've never been married, friend. How are we supposed to know? And even if we were married, maybe I'm a Nganjera and we do things differently. Maybe I'm a Mbalanu, we do things differently. Maybe I'm a Ndonga or a Kwanyama and we do things differently. So please, please, please don't assume. So we carry out the duties and the responsibilities of the ceremony. So from there, okay, we're supposed to walk to the car and the bride and the groom are supposed to get into this car. How many cars do we have? Do you know how many times there are bridesmaids that are left behind because there are not enough vehicles? Why? Because nobody planned. Why? Because people get into the car that are not even needed at church. They are not even needed within the pictures. You know, that cousin from not even, yeah, that cousin that is supposed to be at home helping the with the cooking and helping with everything and making sure everything at home is running smoothly. She decides last minute that she's getting ready and she's also going to church. So now all of a sudden, this person takes up the space of one bridesmaid and gets into the car well before anybody. And people are thinking that, yeah, because there was no proper planning and no conversations that were had about transportation, for example. And she gets into the car and now she has taken up the space of one bridesmaid. Now the bride and the groom and the other groomsmen and the other groom's bridesmaids are at the church and they are wondering, where is Lucia? Now Lucia's problem is the fact that she might even be the ring bearer. She might be the chick that has the rings. And she was left behind because there were no cars and she couldn't fit anyway. And it's because we didn't plan it. It's because we didn't even talk about it. It's because we assume that people might just make their way to the church themselves. It's because we assume that all of these things are common sense. It would be nice if Nyelefa knew that in the car, right, he's going with Saki, Shambekela, Lucia, and Jennifer. So that is his entourage in the car. Instead of just accommodating now this other cousin and a friend that now just came, kucha, we're all just going to church. We're all going to meet at the church. But if there was proper planning for the ceremony, then we wouldn't have to do this. Then we wouldn't be angry. Now we wouldn't be having a bridesmaid that's coming 20 minutes into the ceremony to the church because she had to look for alternatives. She had to walk. She had to what? Because she knows that she has your rings. It's just not right. And it's because people don't put planning. You have an entire year to put everything out in detail. So please utilize your time. And I know that life still continues even though you're planning a wedding. But please utilize your time so that you don't have people's children stressed and stranded at your house in the middle of Ukwaruthi somewhere. And they are stuck with that. No. Change. So you organize. Okay, so we're going to go to church and at some point we're going to do our vows and we are going to now at some Oshiwambo weddings, they also give speeches in the church. Have a list, please. have a list and give it to the pastor. Have a list as a groom and as a bride. Have a list of the people. Have a conversation with these people that in church they are going to ask for a speech, and we want you to give a speech. We want you to give us our congratulations, please. Okay? Cool beans. Yeah. Netswawa. Just like that. So that in the middle there's no auntie that hijacks anybody. The pastor can also just call out, Kuchano, Elizabeth, matriarch, and Udeo, please come forward. We are going to be having the speeches now, and it's more organized and less chaotic. So there's also the objection, right? The objection. That is also, I don't know if it's a little nerve wracking, because we all assume, because we've watched so many American movies, we all assume that some auntie that has been scorned is going to come and say, yeah, but I'm married to this man and I got 5 kids and he was with me last night. Like, yeah, we are all afraid of that one. But also just have your bridesmaids know exactly the protocol if somebody is going to move like that, right? Have protocol, have security detail, please. Yeah? And also at some point, I think I've seen it in a couple of these wedding videos where people literally do the whole interrogation thing. They get these fake guns, and when that time comes, the groomsmen all stand up, like literally, they all stand up and they all show their gun. They all show their gun, which this is an intimidation left, right, and center. Nobody must object. But, you know, it's meant to be a joke, but it's really intimidating, because even if I wanted to object now, I can't object because there are like 12 dudes with guns. And I don't even know if it's really guns or not. Like, what if they shoot me? I'm like, anyhow. But plan the ceremony. Plan the ceremony from A to Z properly. Then after the church, where are we going to stand? Where are we going to stand? What beverages are we going to be having there while we're standing? Especially in the north, right? There's this thing of you're done and then you go and take pictures. Now you usually have a photographer that's going to take beautiful pictures of you at the runway there, Ponathinge. You know, at the railway. I don't know why you guys do railway shots, like, but okay. All right. So you guys go and do your railway show, shots, and you guys go and do puyanda, you know, at on Thema. You guys do your thing with a little bit of waters. You know, you do your thing, and after that, you guys are done. Are there beverages in the car? Are there snacks or food items in the car? Please. You guys don't want to be hungry. You guys don't want to be dehydrated. You guys don't want to be any of this. So make sure that there's food and there are beverages in cool boxes in the car, so that when you are done with the photography things, and I'm assuming now if this is an Oshiwambo wedding, you guys at least have snacks to nibble on and drinks to drink, because sometimes the wedding takes 5 hours. Sometimes it's 1 hour, 30 minutes. We don't know. It depends on the pastor or the officiator of the wedding. Then there is the process of sitting and waiting until people in the household are ready to receive you guys. So if you guys plan things properly, right, and nobody is going to be stubborn about it, you can be on time for the tent. But you can also discuss this. So discuss it with the parents, and you tell them that, guys, the reason that we want the wedding party to start with the eating to start at 2 o'clock is because we have many people that are driving back, and they can't drive back through Omafururu Gangwaringano in the middle of the night. And also it is dangerous, and we don't want our friends and relatives to go and die on the road after, you know, drinking and all of that. And also, we have other plans for our honeymoon. So we want everything to be on time. If you are not able to do this, then okay, we will get a catering. And this catering is going to be done at 2 o'clock. So we are going to be sitting in the tree for the speech and for the what? At approximately 2 o'clock. Okay? You convey this message. You can even intimidate your relatives, even your parents. Kucha, if you guys are not done, you can intimidate. they'll follow your orders then if you intimidate them a little bit. So then you get in and then you are done with your eating and the speeches and all of that. Then comes the duties of the bridesmaids and the groomsmen in the tent. Are they expected to be servers? Are they expected to wait on your guests? Are they expected to be waitresses? Communicate this. Communicate this, because now you will find one of your friends that thinks that, no, the people there, they are enough. I don't have to. And then you get mad, right? But you didn't communicate that it's part of my responsibilities or duties. You assume that apparently it's common knowledge, but it's not common knowledge, especially when I'm not really needed. So I'll look at it like, oh no, but every shuffling dish has a person and a spoon. So it's all good. But I didn't think of the drinks. I didn't think of the fridge. I didn't think of that. So now you get mad at me because now I'm actually having a good time at your wedding. I'm actually having a fun time and I'm dancing and I'm drinking and I'm having fun. And everybody's looking at me like, yeah, they are slaving away while I'm doing nothing. But truth is, you didn't communicate that you want us to be waiters as well. Because if you are going to communicate that you want us to be waiters as well, then I would have said that, no, I'd rather just come to your wedding as a guest because I'm not into that. I don't want to do that. Sorry. Or I could have said like, okay, so I'm going to get my game face on and I'm going to help my girl out and I'm going to make sure that she's having a good wedding. But while I'm doing this, I'm stealing alcohol to go and drink later, you know, because I can't drink right now because I have to be on my A game. So I can't enjoy the wedding right now. I have to be on my A game. So I'm going to put away alcohol and food and stuff so that I know exactly that we're going to have an after party later. And also, if you are intending to make your groomsmen and bridesmaids the servers of your wedding, please organize a day that is specifically for them. You give them a half a cow or a quarter of a cow and you allow them to spit braai metaraini. Like sitting under a tree, which are, okay, so the wedding is going to be these days and these days. And then 4 days from then, you guys are all going to come to my husband's house and we are going to sit kohiong hongo and we are going to party like rock stars that day. Then at least on that day, they can also have a chance to celebrate you guys. Because sometimes and many a times, you guys have your closest friends part of your wedding party and they don't get to enjoy the wedding because they are just working for you the whole time. By the time they get home, it's not like they even went to party or they even went to celebrate you guys. It's more like it was free labor. It's not even free labor. It's labor that they had to pay for. So they are paying for the dresses and for the shoes and umbrellas and whatever. And then they are also coming to work. Like it is so unfair. So I think that you guys must have, we must start having celebration. The after party after the after party, a real after party. We must start having those kinds of after parties, right? Under a tree when things have settled down after the wedding, where you call your squad, the bridal team, the groom's team, and maybe their partners and friends and whoever else wants to come that is linked to them. And you guys sit and you celebrate. You sit, you celebrate, and you give them. You give them gifts. You give them, it's either you can give them gifts or you can give them alcohol and whatever. Good evening.
Oh, Mama Elizabeth.
Yes, Tate Buana.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I even thought it was it's an old story.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember sometimes ago, I don't know whether it's toward the end of December, toward the December there, maybe during December actually. Last year, you were still talking about the same thing.
No, I wasn't, because these are bridal duties.
Oh, yeah, because you remember you mentioned about those brides and all those in movies who are running around doing these things and things like that. Sometimes it's not even each.
So today we are talking about the list, right? The list of responsibilities that you must give people so that they know if they want to be part of it or not.
because many of us are disappointing people and many of us are disappointed by us, but it's, but they didn't make it clear what they expect from us. Like, for example, you want somebody to be a maid of honor, but the maid of honor has maybe exams in the month that you are getting married, and she can only come like a day before your wedding, and now you are angry because the person has exams. But if you didn't tell people that you expect them all to be at your house 2 weeks before the wedding, then they will not know.
Yeah, that's communication part, and making sure that those who are enlisted in that are available. They are able to give their energy, their everything, so that there will be no disappointment at the end of the day.
But it's also just through really understanding what are the duties of the people that you have put in charge of wearing your dresses or wearing your suits. What are they supposed to be doing?
Yes, those are the most important things. Because I've seen many of those women. The way they dress, it's like they don't even, I don't know what time they should be putting on that overall.
Yeah.
And also the time that they should be, because those are the people that they're supposed to be on duty from day one up to the last day.
But it's only on duty if the person told us that we have to be on duty.
They can, yes, you are right. That part, we are always neglecting it.
Are we coming to your wedding to become your slaves? Or are we coming to help you?
Yes. So they're supposed to come and help you.
Yeah. But you have to communicate this.
Yes, you are correct. Like I said, the weakness is on that communication and delegation of responsibility.
Yeah.
And delegation of responsibility shouldn't be abdication of task. So because you should not delegate your task or responsibility to others.
Tell me my tasks. That I know what is expected of me. If I am the maid of honor and you are expecting my presence for 1 month before the wedding, right? Then I will be there 1 month before the wedding. I will not miss that, because from January, you have already told me that from the 20th of November up until the 20th of December, I'm expecting you to be with me every day. So you have to go with me to the north. You have to go and assist me with everything that I am doing, and you have to chaperone me everywhere. Then there I can understand. There I can put in leave. I'm putting in leave, and I will only be back on the 23rd of December because I have a wedding to go and attend to, and I am a big deal. So I'll be driving my friend around. I will be making sure that all our salads, they are there, and all our things are there, because she already told me in January.
Yeah, that's good. Even if after she has told you in January, reminding you to be on time, and also now you have to let her, your friend, or whoever, know that yes, you'll be available. Even if there's something urgent comes up.
Yeah.
It means the communication is very important. And so that you update yourself. Just to avoid some, you know, disruption. Mistake. Okay. Yeah, no, I think it's fine, Ms. Elizabeth. So please, let's emphasize that point. List the people, give them responsibility, and so that you understand how things can be really work out properly. Hi, good night, mommy.
All right, thank you so much, Tate B.
Good.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are live here in the capital city. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio, in case you were wondering and you wanted to participate in our conversation. I'm just saying that, guys, can we please, like I'm saying, can we please just have responsibilities and tasks that are planned out. Can you plan better? Can you give us our roles so that we know if we want to be part of it or not? Can you give us, when you invite us, when you say, I invited you all here to tell you guys that you guys, I would love for you guys to be my bridesmaids. Hey, when you do that, can you also tell us, this is what is expected of a bridesmaid. This is what is expected of a groomsman. This is exactly what I need you to be for me for the next year. Then I can choose whether or not I want it or I don't. And, it's the same as a job. That's why there's a job description so that I can choose like, okay, so am I going to be cleaning these toilets or am I not going to be cleaning these toilets? Because sometimes you sign up for something, you have no idea what it's going to be, and then you go and fail tremendously because you have no idea what it's going to be and you ruin your friendships along the way. There's always conversations around, yeah, she is just jealous or he is just jealous. And this usually is backlash towards bridesmaids when they don't fulfill the expectations of the family. They don't exceed the expectations of the bride because nobody actually ever told them what is expected of them. If you are going to tell me that you expect me to be standing in the scorching sun holding an umbrella for you and being your maid, I would say no, sis. I would rather be part of the aunties that are coming from inside the house, Nimbari. I would rather cook your entire wedding than wear an uncomfortable dress and an uncomfortable shoes and be the one with my arthritis joints and stuff holding your umbrella. Then I can decline and I can also put myself in a different position and I can also give you valid reasons as to why I can't do that. I can't do the things that you would like me to do. My brother-in-law is Jehovah's Witness. And he does not participate or go into other people's churches. He doesn't. So imagine having him as your groomsman. So even when you get married, this man is going to be standing outside because his religion doesn't allow. So basically the church duties, he can't do them. So he can drive you to the church and he'll just wait outside. You know, because he will not practice anything that your church does. So you guys are going to be standing up. For example, you guys are Catholics. You guys are going to be standing up and kneeling down and rosaries and standing up and doing this and doing that, the customs. And he won't do those customs because it's against his religion. Then what? Or your best friend is a Muslim and you want her to be your maid of honor and you're a whole Lutheran hand from the north. Now, one, right? The dress that you had picked up for bridesmaids is something against her culture or her religion. It's something against her religion. She can't wear it. She refuses to wear it. You get mad, but you never asked. And you never asked. So also, you guys are going to be eating pork and you guys are going to be eating, let's say she's deep into the religion, right? Let's say she's deep into the religion and she has mad, what do you call it? She's really honestly strict within her religion. And she can't be at a place where people are drinking alcohol and she can't be at a place where people are doing any kind of thing that's against her religion. You don't put that into consideration. And then when she doesn't fulfill the duties that you wanted her to fulfill, you get angry. You get angry, but there was never a time where you outlined the duties because you think that because she's a Vambu and she converted to Muslim or to Islam, she's just going to follow your every fiddle because you are the bride. Excuse me, ma'am. Things don't end when you are getting married. I cannot lose my religion because you are getting married. It's just the same that as I cannot lose my sobriety because of a toast at the wedding that you are forcing. Kucha, everyone must drink the champagne and everyone must make a toast. You don't want to accommodate the non-drinker, but how? La, guys. Let's figure out this thing and let's just have peaceful environments. So there is something called halal. Right? You guys must be wondering. You guys must, I think that none of you guys have ever asked what halal means. You guys just, know about the butchery. They in Commerce Town. Oh no, it's not a, is it a butchery? It's a shop butchery thing. There's a lot of spices. Halal, right? Halal means something that is, something's life that is taken out in a correct way. Something that is peaceful. Something that is according to what Allah wants. So if you are saying, I want halal meat is a, for example, halal goat meat is a goat that was slaughtered in a way in which Allah approves. So that type of meat is called halal meat or halal goat. Right? So that means, for example, a halal cow would be a cow that is slaughtered in a way that is dignified and according to Allah's principles. So Allah's principles is treat everything with kindness, dignity, and respect. You must love everything because we are all linked, right? All of us human beings and animals and plants, we are all beings. So if you are going to be having an halal cow, it would have been slaughtered in such a way that was non-violent, non-violent, non-aggressive, non-hateful. So the cow would have to be put in a specific way in terms of making sure that it is comfortable so that it dies a dignified way and so that it is slaughtered in a peaceful way that doesn't outrage its heart, that doesn't make its heart feel any badness, right? That the meat is not going to go sour because the cow was crying. And I know that you might not be looking at it as something that is important, but it is important to those that it is important to. But imagine that this is your maid of honor's religion of choice. And you are there koshiwunda, right? And ongobe daini, the cows from, the cows at the wedding are being shot. She's not going to eat that meat. Do you know why? Because it was not killed or it was not slaughtered in an halal way. Because a slaughtering in an halal way would mean that you have to cut the onlihu. You have to cut the esophagus of the animal so that the blood can run out. So that the blood can run out and it is peaceful and the life out of the animal can go peacefully without the animal fighting and without the animal feeling like it is not being done a justice to. You guys might be looking at it like, ah, bruh, this is what, this is bad. But it's someone's religion of choice. Now you are mad that your friend is dizzy the whole time because, what? But there's so much food because she's not eating anything, for example. Or even better, she needs to go to Ondangwa to go and, or she needs to go to town to go and look for an halal shop. That so that she can buy food from the halal shop so that she can cook for herself. Now you think she's a snob, but truth is you didn't put her into consideration. You didn't put her religion into consideration. You made her the maid of honor and now you feel mad that she disappears because she's hungry to go and buy food that is according to her religion. This is something that we must pay attention to. And also, right, it is easy to go around certain things where she doesn't, it doesn't only have to be cow meat that is being served, right? The entire time throughout your wedding, it could also be goat meat. And this goat meat must be killed in such a way, she might even know how to kill it, right? Must be killed in such a way that is according to her principles within her religion, right? So, you know, that she see now that blood runs out and it doesn't fight and halal, you know? As simple as that. But you don't know. You don't want to put up duties. You just want to care. You only want to care about the vendors. You don't want to care about what. You don't want to help the people that are going to be helping your wedding party go further. So this is part of what you can possibly do. So it is also planning out the ceremony to the T, making sure everybody is accommodated and nobody feels left out or left behind. Spending time also, it has to be something that you do with your whole entire team. I know that sometimes you feel like some people, you put them into the team, into the bridal team, just because they're cousins, they're whatever. But also you have to still be a host. As a bride or as a groom, you still have to be a host, because these are changes that are within your environment and you must take care of them. In as much as they came there to take care of you, it is still not their house. Komambo okunonjara. When you are at home, you can spend the whole entire day without eating even once. But all of a sudden, when you're at somebody's house, you're getting hungry every 20 minutes. And you're like, what witchcraft is this? It's because it is what it is. So imagine now being in a household where the person that brought you there doesn't care if you ate or not, knowing full well that you can't just go and rock up at people's houses at people's rooms asking for food, you know, and you didn't bring any food. So please take care of your team. And make sure that the duties are all outlined. And all right. So part of the duties also would involve emotional support. Now, emotional support is when you guys are all breaking down, especially the bride and the groom, right? You guys have to also notify and inform your people that they have to emotionally support you guys. And I think that many a times we assume everything to be common sense. But the truth is, if you are a happy-go-lucky somebody like matriarch, for example, but luckily it's not like me, because me, I talk when I'm having problems. Imagine if you are a happy-go-lucky somebody and you are always smiling and you're always happy, Kanti, the things are just not going your way. You would be mad. You'd be mad and you'd need support and you'd feel so alone if nobody is even coming to your aid, because you are going through a lot. So if you tell your team, right, I need your emotional support throughout this year, I promise you, everybody will come to your aid, because everybody you put there, right, are people that love you and want the best for you. Like I said from the beginning, these are all people that want this to be your first and your last marriage. If you put part of the duties as emotional support, right? I'm telling you, the groomsmen now you will feel like you have gained brothers and sisters throughout, because they will call. How is everything? How are you? How do you feel? They will ask. They will listen. They will listen to you. They will talk and they will give advice if it is necessary, or they would allow themselves for them to be venting stations for you. But if you are a happy-go-lucky somebody and you don't have duties or lists or anything, right, you will go through everything alone. And that is why you find that some brides don't even fit in their wedding dress on the day of the wedding anymore, because they've lost so much weight due to stress. Some of this stress can just be lifted by these bridal, by their bridal teams. And in all honesty, I feel that within the year, part of emotional support is the whole bridal team coming together. Because after all, this is a big step that we are doing. And this is the rest of our lives that we are doing here. So the bridal team coming together and saying, you know what, let's go to Cross Barman. All of us that are on this group, let's go to Cross Barman this weekend. Or let's put money aside and go to Cross Barman. And you guys just go and unwind. Leave the phones behind. Leave the kids behind. Go and unwind. This is also a way in which they can support you throughout your your journey to becoming Mr. and Miss Somebody, right? These are all tactics. These are all ways to help you cope. That is why some people go and kill themselves a day before the wedding or on the wedding day in the morning. And nobody saw it coming because in all honesty, they don't have a support group. So if you knew that you are so deep in debt, if you knew that your friend that has made you the best man, right? Of the wedding, if you knew that he was going through hell financially, and you guys are a stack of 40 people, and you guys are all okay within the pocket, and the debt that he's crying about is 100K, would you still buy the cow for his wedding? Or would you say, my brother, if you guys had emotional support structures within your bridal team, they would literally help you get to the altar. They would help you not make somebody's child or shipwe. They would help you not leave a cloud of death on somebody else's child because you couldn't cope. In put both people that you want, ne, that you are not afraid of to talk your things, right? Put them in your team. Go away and become brothers and sisters, right? And talk. Because if I knew that Sean was having such big problems that he goes and ends up committing suicide a day before his wedding, right? And it's financial. If I knew, then I wouldn't send that 15,000 for the cow that Tandikentere. I wouldn't. I'd give him the 15,000, which my brother, I had budgeted this $15,000, ne? But I hear your cry and I hear that you like, whoa, ne? Let's put $15,000 onto this bill and let's get it over with. Let us assist to make sure that when you guys get into marriage, right? You guys are starting on a clean slate. Now you guys are always fighting because the bills are just going higher and higher. And your team doesn't even know that you are going through a lot like this. Your team doesn't know that you're going through a lot because you guys are most keeping up with the Joneses or keeping up with, I don't know, man, something's wrong with the Joneses next door. So how about that? How about we make it a point to let our people know that we need emotional support? And also you can write their financial support. So, for those that actually, especially if these are your people, right? Your people are people that can celebrate you when you buy a car. That can put in full tank in your car. People that celebrate you when you graduate. People that celebrate you when you're getting married. And they will not be afraid to assist you financially at all. They will not. If you say you need more financial support, right? They will ask. And just like, just when you are going through your life or whatever, one of your people that knows you, that loves you, will send you, kucha, oh no, I send a 2000, eh? Titika mpato vuru. Or I send you a 500, titika mpato vuru. Now, we are having so many financial problems. So many financial problems that we now want our wedding teams to pay off our debts or to basically be responsible for our entire party. And that is why you find nowadays the bridesmaid's whole entire set is something like $5,000. Now, $5,000, if you have rich friends, $5,000, I must give you $5,000 in one chunk. It's not actually bad if somebody has a whole lineup. I'm telling you in December that I'm getting married next year, December, right? And in the next 12 months, I want us to divide this $5,000 and make a payment plan where all of you guys just pay to sell or pay to sell every month a 320. and it will make up your 5,000 by the end of the year in December. Then those are good payment plans. But now some people are telling you like, oh no, the wedding is in August and right now it's May and you must pay $5,000, but you must pay it in like chunks. And then they feel bad when you can't participate in their wedding. And then they call you bad and they call you jealous. Especially if you are unmarried, then they call you jealous of the people's marriages. But it's because they had unrealistic expectations of the finances. And also, sometimes the bride and the groom, they really overdo it there by charging very high for their clothes. Like, we are forcing ourselves to be in your wedding. Like $5,000, guys. Yeah, but it's $5,000 for two dresses, shoes, and an umbrella, and a handbag, and also shades, and also what, and also what, and also what, and also what, and also what. But if you can't understand that somebody within your team can't afford that, then I don't know. Because also when I see a 5,000, I'm like, yo, Mara, I wonder what I can do with 5,000. You know, pay off my what, do my what, right? That's what we're thinking. That's what we're thinking. We're all thinking that, yeah, maybe I can just pay off my what and do my what. So how about that? Now we label people. We label people as bad because they can't keep up with the Joneses financially. We label them bad because they are not as wealthy as we think they are. And also, even you, like, yeah, seems like you are trying to make your whole wedding from our money because you have 40 of us and all of us are paying 5,000. Like, yo, chomi. And then the things come from there and the things are not even $5,000 worthy. Now we feel scammed and we feel ripped off and we feel like, we feel like we are being ripped off and we feel like, yo, you are just taking us for granted because you are having 10 things that are going to be floating on water and all of that. But we know that also you haven't been working for a while. Like if you count a whole entire wedding party of 40 people, right? Bridesmaids and grooms and groomsmen. It's 20 guys and 20 ladies. That is 200,000. 5,000 times 40. That's $200,000. And we are also doing the math. To be honest with you, we're also doing the math because we also don't want to be ripped off. We also don't want to be ripped off. And we also don't have, Ankwetu, we also don't have the money to just be giving somebody. If you didn't have the money, and that's why, we can come up with things and say things when we are outraged, right? That if you didn't have the money to get married, why are you getting married? Because it seems like your whole wedding is dependent on all 40 of us paying this 200,000 so that you can have a wedding. So, no, we're not doing that. And that's one, you know, those are part of the duties, emotional support. Support the bride and the groom, supporting them through everything that they are going for. And then wedding planning assistance. Wedding planning assistance is now also the part where you have to tell us that we are part of the assistance committee. So we can also recommend our vendors and we can recommend our catering. We can recommend chairs. We can recommend, and we can also pull in favors, right? So you have to let us know that this is part of our duties. So the next one is the wedding kit. Can we choose the wedding kit together? Can we see what is going to be inside the wedding kit so that we work around it together so that we can just be in a better place. Then the next duty that we are having is feeding the bride. Feed the bride, guys. Feed the bride. There are many brides that go and collapse because they are angry because nobody even checks that. And there, Poshinyangambe, she only takes like 3 or 4 bites. Please, bridesmaids, encourage the bride to eat. She doesn't want to eat because the corset is very tight. But the thing is that it's better for her to have a very tight corset because it's going to deflate in the next hour. It's fine. Then actually having a nice corset and then she goes and faints and just ruins everything. Wake up in Onanjokwe. Then one of the neglected duties is assisting the mother of the bride, assisting the parents of the bride. Weddings are beautiful, but we have to admit that they are also terrifying. They are extremely terrifying. It's terrifying to, no matter how great this person is, no matter how amazing our son-in-law is or our daughter-in-law is, right? We as a family also have still attachment to our person. We are happy that they are happy and they are getting married and they are going. But we are sad also that our child is going, guys. We are also emotional on this day, especially the parents to the bride and the groom. They are emotional. So you as bridesmaids, please draw closer to your friend's parents and assist them. Hello, meme o wazaranga, eh? O onga kwa ziringa anawa. Tategara rero njeke, you go and ask your friend's parents. Make sure that they are also in formation. Make sure they are also on time. Make sure you are looking out for them as well, because it's not an easy thing. I remember when one of my friends got married, her whole initial plan, right, was for her dad to walk her down the aisle. And at that point, he was on a crutch, right? And he did, but her dad, she was her dad's baby girl. So he was so emotional. Her mom is a thug. Her mom is strong. Her mom is like, no problem, man. You're only getting married. It's okay. You know, you're not going far. It's fine. You're getting married. You're not dying. But for the dad, it was like his baby girl. So what I did within the wedding, I checked up on him always. Tateria. I checked up on him always. Yetate, o wanmango shikundusho e. Yetate, nandiku ningeneke mati. Yetate, oangi kato jipo, yetato okahema koyo kakanguruango, yetate wanmango mea, yetate wanmango epela duenena, yetate pifa tueni pongapi, yetate atushingweni kurye, yetate, you know, like to just help them feel, especially when your bride or your groom is that person for their parents, right? Then you have to step in as a friend or as a bridesmaid or a groomsman. You have to step in. And because the bride and the groom are going to be busy on themselves, this is their day. They're going to be busy on themselves. But it doesn't mean that their parents still don't need assistance. Assist your people's people. Make sure that even though the bride and the groom are the center of attention and they're eating their poshinyanga, please make sure that people have also cooked for the bride and the groom's parents. Please make sure that as the people are eating, right, Tate Kurunae is also called aside to go and eat so that he doesn't have a long day at church. Please make sure that Tate Kuru also has a cool box with his water and his drinks in the car. Please make sure that the Tekuru has a sandwich or a kabaki to eat so that even when he steps out of the church, he can go to the car and he can eat something. Our parents are senior. They are aging. Let's take care of our friends' parents like we would take care of our own. And that is part of the duties.
Ritavazende kize imba izwezipiri lwekeleze mikwayengwe yencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamocholo ni mata amskavona kale kana mitukselize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezipiri ze kakulipa fela mashering ali kana $36 kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesfa fasi yetatama 5% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize silela 25% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize lishimiperi muketeri kwelize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezeo imba imiswalezi fama chipisa imba tokukubukanira fasi kaufela muipe kwa lisevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do. From Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any staff.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angetashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa bera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Alrighty, good evening to you. If you are just joining us at the end of our program, why? Why are you only joining us now? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Thank you so much for those that have been with us this whole entire time as we went through the list. The list of the responsibilities of a bridesmaid or a groomsman. And we're talking to you that are going to get married. We're talking about you guys that are going through the wedding processes right now because it might be wedding season where you are from. And we're talking about those that have been married or that got married and they want to see where they went wrong, how they don't talk to Lucia anymore, why they don't talk to James anymore, why they don't talk to to rehearsal anymore because some of these things are reflecting moments, right? For those that have been through it already, they are reflecting moments and these are teachable moments, moments that you can also go and pass on. So when your niece is getting married, when your daughter is getting married, you tell them that make sure that you write the duties to the T. You have a whole entire year to prepare. Make sure that you write down the duties of your bridesmaid and your groomsmen so that they know exactly what is expected of them. You do a whole sit down with your people and you make sure that all the rules are read out loud so that everybody gets it. Sometimes you give them the gift bag or sometimes you send them the PDF and they never open it. They never go through it or they just open it and flash through it like, oh, okay. Or sometimes they just open it just to make you happy and they don't actually go through it and they go and disappoint. Make sure that everybody, I know that everybody is an adult, but unfortunately we also have other things going on within our lives and we won't really have the time or tolerance or patience to go through your stupid PDF that you are sending me about what you expect of me. Mara, if I'm at the party though, if I'm at the luncheon, if I'm at the dinner, if I'm at the breakfast that you called and summoned for us, right? I will be forced to listen and to hear. Even if I don't fully understand everything, at least I was there and somebody would remind me also to pay attention. So assist the parents as groomsmen and as bridesmaids. You guys are basically our left hand and our right hand because our hands are basically tied because of this one thing that we are doing, getting married, right? So it is your responsibilities as our first line of defense. Somebody called me the last line of defense the other day and I'm honored. I'm honored that somebody would think of me like that because I'm the big guns. I'm the big guns that comes in like, okay, we've been fighting enough. I'm put in here. It's fighting enough. Let's just bomb the whole place with nuclear. Hey, I'm that one. So have your lines of defense. Have your people go out there and soldier for you as people that are planning this very big, very important party. Right? That must go correctly so that you also don't go into, do you know how bad it feels to have the wrong dress on? Now you have beautiful pictures that are hanging in your house, right? That you are not happy about. You're not happy about how the dress turned out. You look beautiful. Everybody thinks that you look beautiful, but you're unhappy. So have your one day of being a king and your one day of being a queen. Have it, but plan it. Planning. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. All right. Part of the duties also of bridesmaids and groomsmen is also to get a gift, guys. Like, in all honesty, tell your people that they are not required to get gifts or they can gift you if they want. Right? You can tell them because sometimes we have no idea. Sometimes now we are avoiding coming to the wedding because one, there's that 5,000 levy that we must pay for the clothes. Eh? And then also, you have a list of the gifts that you want. Now, weddings these days have become a little bit more durable. A little bit more easier to digest and consume because the groom and the bride literally tell you exactly what they want and which shops to go and get it. So they have a list of go to Mr. Price home, go to Pep home, get towels. I want towels. I want what? I want what? I want what? I want what? Right? And I think that this is a wonderful thing. So if you are out there and you are planning your wedding, maybe on your invitation cards, right? You can tell them exactly what you want. I've MC'd a wedding as well where the groom and the bride literally put it on their cards that, guys, as we like to travel, we like to be all over the place. We have enough money. We have a fully furnished house. We don't want gifts. We don't want gifts. We want money only. So here's the pay to sell number, or here is the easy wallet number, net bank number. this is where you, that's where you send it. Now, what you can do is you can print out the proof of payment, put it in an envelope, and then you can just drop it off there, or nothing like that. You can just reference the things as wedding gifts. And that's it. So we don't want any gifts. So don't buy people glasses and don't buy spoons and don't buy, because it doesn't, what if it doesn't fit into their aesthetics? And this is something that we get wrong. What if it doesn't fit into the aesthetics of their house? So now they have an all brown house and you go because you want to buy gifts, right? And you are not keeping up to their wishes. You go and buy yellow plates and it doesn't fit anywhere. So now they are forced, right, to keep your gift there in a box because it doesn't fit into their lives. It doesn't fit into their home. So every time you go there, say now you are a close friend. Every time you go there, they never use the dishes that you bought them. And you think they are beautiful and amazing. And they think it's hideous. It doesn't fit in. So how about we listen to the bride and the groom? How about the bride and the groom actually tell us what to do and we'll do it? And also the color scheming. Tell people that it is going to be brown and it's going to be white. Brown and white. You can wear brown and white, but you can't wear all white. You can't wear all brown. You have to wear brown and white. So be direct and make sure that you tell your bride and your groom this as well, as it's your duty. Tell them, Kuchal, no, put this up so that everybody knows exactly what you want. Because the whole idea is that this is your day. This is your event. This is your thing. So please make it as beautiful as humanly possible and allow them to do that. Also talk about the responsibilities, the responsibilities and duties of the maid of honor and the best man. What are they going to be doing? What is their role within the wedding? One thing that the maid of honor and the groomsmen do not know is that basically you're going to be me when I can't be me. So you are going to drive me, or you are going to be sleeping with me. Like in the Oshiwambo culture is that you're not really supposed to be alone as a bride or as a groom. You're not supposed to be alone. And that is why I don't fully understand why our brides and our grooms are committing suicide because they are supposed to be under somebody's watch. They are not supposed to be alone at any given time. They are not supposed to be alone because, even if you are a religious person, you have to understand that there are certain African customs that have been put in place because people have seen a lot and people have experienced a lot. And also it's not everybody. And I know people say this without putting it into context, right? It's not everybody that's happy for you. And sometimes the people that are not happy for you are witches. And sometimes you've done things to aggravate some people and they are just coming for you on all areas. They are coming for you financially. They are coming for you, spiritually. They are coming for you witchcraftically. They are coming for you in every avenue. And that is why sometimes you as the modern bride and the modern groom, listen to your parents when they tell you that this is the person that is going to be with you for the next 2 weeks. This is the person that's going to be with you for the next month. And they are going to chaperone you and they are going to be your bodyguard because we want you to get to the altar. Sometimes people don't get to the altar, but it's because we are stubborn and we think we are better because we went to school. We think we are better than all these traditional things that we don't care about. And then things happen and then it's like, bam, brah, bah. If I would have just listened, it would have been better. And that's why I don't understand how they're committing suicide a day before the wedding when they are not even supposed to be alone. Somebody was supposed to come and find the gun. Somebody was supposed to know that there's a gun in this room. Somebody was supposed to know that this guy wakes up in the middle of the night to put his hands in his head. Right? Somebody's supposed to know because he's not supposed to be sleeping alone. Somebody's supposed to know that he is not fine. So what happened? What happened is that
the groom was alone. All right. So maid of honor and groom's best man, there are certain responsibilities that are for you and people must make you aware of it. Okay. Ask the parents, what is Oshinkumbisho Tango's role? Eh? What is their role? They are the ones that follow. When you go walk into your tent, they are the ones that follow to come and make sure that everything that you have seen is also up to par. You didn't miss anything. They're also the ones that are supposed to be taking your gifts and putting the gifts into your hands so that they go through them and then they go to the other side. Now you have no idea why your wedding or why your marriage is not working out, but it's because you received your own gifts. There are certain African customs. There are certain customs that are there within our cultures. We don't want to respect them and slowly we are trying to defy them, but then defying them is getting us nowhere. And with it getting us nowhere, this is when we must now see that maybe, just maybe, we need to change. We'll continue our conversation again tomorrow. Thank you so much for having had me. I love you forever and a day. Bye-bye.